File 10. Listening 2. 1.
What do you think is the most iconic book cover?
That's a really difficult question. There are so many great covers. The book cover for The Godfather was so successful that it was used as the poster for the film too.
I didn't know that.
Yes. It's by the artist Neil Fujita. What do you call people who draw letters and pictures using computers?
They're called graphic designers, aren't they?
That sounds right. I'd quite like to be a graphic designer.
2.
Here we are, Chloe. This is the Great Court in the British Museum. It's my favourite place in London.
Wow! The glass ceiling is even bigger than I imagined. There's so much light, even though we're inside.
I know. The reading room is over there. And through all of these other doors are collections of objects from around the world.
Can we visit the other rooms later? I want to stay here in the Great Court.
Of course. The roof was only built in 2000. There are over 3,000 panes of glass above our heads. And every single one is different. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yes. I love the way the modern part of the building and the old part of the building go together.
Me too.
3.
Guess what? We won the prize.
That's such great news. My wife is a world-famous chef.
Not yet. Perhaps in a few years' time. But the restaurant is widely considered to serve the best Arabic food in town. For a chef who didn't go to cookery school and learned everything on the job, that's something to celebrate, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
4. Do you remember the news story about the thief who stole a bucket of gold from a van in New York?
Yes, he was a professional thief, wasn't he?
That's right. He took things from cars and vans, but he never used a weapon or hurt anyone. The video of the robbery was everywhere on social media, but the police soon identified him and released his picture.
And they never caught him, did they?
Not in New York. The New York police thought the suspect had returned home to Ecuador, and they were right. Local police arrested him there. But he was only sent to prison for a few months, and the gold was never found. 5.
I love shopping in second-hand shops, don't you?
Yes, but you have to know what you're doing. I don't expect to find designer dresses and handbags, for example.
My aunt found a Mary Quant miniskirt in a second-hand shop once. Imagine that!
I'm not sure I would want to wear a skirt that short, but the story of Quant's career is fascinating.
I agree. Quant was one of the first people to make designs especially for younger people. Those girls must have felt so rebellious and free. And she taught herself to sew, didn't she?
I think you're right. I know that her shop used to play loud music and stay open late. People went there to have fun as well as to shop for clothes.
And her designs were worn by the coolest female musicians of the 1960s.
Fashion and music, my two favourite things.